The Gaon in the very beginning of his Bir on Shir HaShirim explains that the opening psukim reference each and every yantiv. The first, second, third pasuk is Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, and the fourth pasuk is a reference to Shmini Atzeres. And we look at that pasuk, it's something that is quite striking. Heviyani Hamela Chadarav. This is an opportunity that Kadosh Baruch Hu turns to us and tells us that, you know, that the party is over, the simcha comes to an end, but this is the inner circle. And therefore the need for an additional day to be able to express that sense of simcha. And Nagila v'nisma chabach. This is a time where you don't have a chefze shal mitzvah, a sukkah, a lulav, but rather bach. The Midrash Rach that bach is b'torah secha. This is a reference to our chiyuv to express simcha through our relationship to the Torah Hashem. The fact that Shmini Atzeres is referred to as Nagila v'nisma chabach, I think fits in beautifully with another comment that the Gaon has. There is a Gaon in Sefer Iyov, Paragimel Pasuk Chaf Aleph. That's where the Gaon discusses the difference between Gila as opposed to Simcha. What exactly is the distinction between those two terms of joy, of celebration? The Gaon quotes a Pasuk from Mishlei, Gil Yagil Avit Sadik, V'yolad Chacham Yismach. When it comes to a Tzadik, that is Gila, and Leida is a time of Simcha. The Gaon explains in that pasuk that there are two different types of joy. There is one that which is a simcha hanimsheches. It's something which is extended. It is a sustained simcha. And sometimes there's a simcha which is mischadeshes. There's a newness. There's a freshness. When we think of the life of a tzaddik, it's one of consistency. It's a life which is being sustained. And therefore that is gila, a sustained simcha hanimsheches. When we think about Leida, that is a sense of Hischadshus, and therefore that is Simcha, a Simcha which is Mischadeshes. So the Gaon writes, that's the difference of those two terms. Gila means to sustain, and Simcha is a newness, a freshness. And therefore, I'll tell you, it's amazingly appropriate. Now, Shmini Atzeres is Nagila v'nisma chabach. Because if I were to ask you, what is the uniqueness of Shmini Atzeres, isn't the answer obvious that it has two different dimensions to it? On the one hand, it's sustaining the yontif of Sukkos, the last day of, but in certain respects, Sukkah Memches, it is a yontif bifnei atzmo. And that's unique when it comes to Shmini Atzeres. It's a combination of a simcha hanimsheches and a simcha which is mischadeshes. And that is what a person has to do, the siyum of each and every Yom Tovim. The Sefer HaChinuch writes, not coincidental, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, this is the conclusion of the cycle of Yantiv. And we match that with the conclusion of Chamisha Chumshei Torah, and therefore you begin with a new sense of absolute Hischadshus. Because there is a challenge. The challenge of Shmini Atzeres is a Kashalai Predastin, and I think an absolutely clear deal that the Lashon of Chazal is not Kashalai Predasenu, but rather it's Kashalai Predaschem. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's difficult to deal with our separation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not separating in any shape or form. Kashalai Predaschem means that what's difficult is your departure, your departure. Because sometimes when Yontif comes to an end, you know, we experience a void. We experience sometimes a vacuum. We don't always take the she'ifos of Yontif and see to it that that is sustained with an absolute sense of hishchadshus, and that is integrated into the coming days and weeks and months. And that, the Ramban writes, is the challenge of every yantif. It's not merely the yantif in a vacuum, but rather it's to take those shifos and to see to it that that is mashbia, that that's something that can be the focus of day-to-day life, that the yantif is sustained into the Yemei HaChol. And that's a challenge that no doubt that we have to absolutely, absolutely grasp. That is the uniqueness of Nagila v'nisma chabach, and bach is b'torah secha. When you look at the Mishnah, the very end of Masechta Sota daf Memtes, there the Mishnah tells us, I wouldn't even call this a stira because it's the very same Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Mishameis Rabba Gamil HaZokein, Botol Kavod HaTorah. Kavod HaTorah came to an end. And the very same Mishnah says, Mishameis Rabbi Akiva, Batol Kavod HaTorah. Rabbi Gila HaZakin lived well before Rabbi Akiva. If Kvod HaTorah came to an end earlier, so I'm Yishameis Rabbi Akiva Batol Kvod HaTorah. So you know what? You take a look carefully. Sotet Af Memtes and Rashi. Rashi defines Kvod HaTorah differently when it comes to Rabban Gamil HaZaken as opposed to Rabbi Akiva. Rabban Gamil HaZaken, what sense Batol Kvod HaTorah? Rashi writes that until that time, they always used to learn Ba'amida. They would always stand. Learning was with reverence, reverentially. They used to embrace the Torah Sashem. And you know what? Now it became necessary to sit. That sense of the focus, that sense of the Yishav Hadas, sitting became necessary. In other words, the Kvod HaTorah of Gamliel was your posture, physically, how you would maintain yourself during Esek B'Torah. I would call that something that, relatively speaking, is external. External. What was the Kvod HaTorah of Rabbi Akiva? You know what Rashi writes? Rabbi Akiva was Doresh, not only every letter of the Torah, but Kokutz V'Kutz, Rashi writes. Every nuance of every letter, Rabbi Akiva was Doresh. And Rashi writes, V'zeh Kvod Torah Gadol. That's an incredible Bechin of Kvod HaTorah. That there is nothing superfluous. The Torah Sashem is infinitely perfect. That every letter and every aspect of every letter, every nuance, can be subject to a drasha. That's an incredible sense of Kvod HaTorah. I will tell you there are two different types of Kvod HaTorah. One is more external, the posture, and one is the internal Esek, the Torah in and of itself. And I would just simply say the following, that Simchas Torah is an opportunity externally to be able to demonstrate Kvod HaTorah, the singing, the dancing, the ischadshus. That certainly is true. But you know what the challenge of Koshlei Pradaschem is? The Kvod HaTorah of Rabbi Akiva. You know, the singing, the dancing, yes, Yom Tov comes to an end, but now the expression of Kvod HaTorah through the Esek B'Torah, to make sure this is absolutely part of who we are. The challenge of Yom Tov is to be able to sustain that incredible sense of Kvod HaTorah. External Kvod, of course, but internally through the Esek B'Torah to be able to celebrate what that means. I was always distressed, a sense of a chalishus hadas. You know, whenever you learn the Keren Orah, it's something that is so inspiring. You know, to go through the Keren Orah on Masechtas is unusual. There's a Keren Orah Moed Katan Daf Ches that always distressed me. Okay, Keren Orah is bothered that why is it that Shmini Atzeres in Simchas Torah is not a violation of Ein Marvim Simcha V'Simcha? That's his kasha. No. So mamish lanias daites. I was always distressed by such a kasha. That's Ein Marvim Simcha V'Simcha. That's exactly the Nagila of Nismach Abach. That's the Simcha Satorah that one has to experience at that time in order to resolve the difficulty of kasha lai predasa. Because when Yom Tov comes to an end, that we tend to separate. And the Simcha Satorah tells us, externally and internally, that there's no need to separate at all. The shifos that one experiences during Yom Tov, one can preserve and sustain with a sense of yischadshus, even at the aftermath of Yom Tov itself. So it behooves all of us, Baruch Hashem, at the coming Zman, with a sense of newness and freshness, of yischadshus, take advantage of every opportunity. All the shifos of Yom Noraim and the Yemei HaSukkos all should climax in a sense of a renewed commitment, a new sense of hasmada, a sense of what we can accomplish in terms of the Torah Hashem as Yechidim, and most importantly, together as a Tzibur. So each of you, and collectively, we should have that Siyata D'Shemayim, that the Nagila of Nismach Abach, of the conclusion of Yom Tov, is something that should accompany us, it should preserve us, it should sustain us, and allow us to see to it that, Rachmanu L'Tzlan, that it's never necessary to separate in any shape or form from the Torah Hashem, because that's the true significance of this Yom Tov. Combining the Simcha Hanimsheches, the Simcha Mischadeshes, through the Torah Hashem. After all, this is the Yom Tov Eviyani HaMelech Hadarav, Nagila V'Nismach Abach.